The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chaf Hei, and we are in middle of the Amid, the third to last narrow line on daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. So the latter part of yesterday's daf discussed a second comment of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, very relevant to the sugyas of Eilu Metzias, and that is if somebody loses an Aveda in a place that Rabin is Metzuyin, even if the Aveda has a simen, well, ordinarily you would assume the owner is not Miyayish. Being that he lost it in a public area, he assumes he's going to lose it. There's no way he's ever going to retrieve it. He's Miyayish. Thus, the halach is, if somebody finds it, Hari Elu Shalai. The Gemara had five Ibayas, five Shilas, to clarify Shitas Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Did Rav Shimon ben Elazar say his halacha only in an area where the majority of people, this Rabim, are Kenanim? It's then that the person is Miyayish, and the Svara would be because he assumes the Kenani is going to pick it up. There's no way the Kenani is going to be sensitive to want to return it to the person that lost it. But maybe in an area, Sheruba Yisrael, maybe Rav Shimon ben Elazar would have never said his halacha. Additionally, the Gemara was very trying to figure out what the Chachamim Shita is. Meaning, we know Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita. Is there a Chachamim that argues? We don't have any information about any Chalkim. If there's a Chachamim that argues, then it could be the halachas like the Rabbin, not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Either way, those were two of the five Ibayas that the Gemara discussed yesterday. The end of yesterday's daf, we were introduced to another very important idea, and that is that it could be, even though the halacha very often is, in Eilu Metzias, Hari Eilu Shaloi, but there's an idea of Lifnim Meshur Sadin, that Lifnim Meshur HaSadin, a person should return an Aveda, even though, al pi halacha, it's maybe something that he's allowed to keep. In fact, the Gemara used the lashon of Chayiv Lahachzer, Lifnim Meshur HaSadin. We've mentioned many times the Ramah in Siman Yud Beis that brings two shitas, but at the very least one shita that holds that it could be Lifnim Meshur HaSadin, given certain criteria, would be an obligation. The Gros says that he believes the Makar to those Rishonim is this lashon HaGemara, there's a Mart Chayin HaRasugyo, that says Chayv Lahachzer. The context of the Chayv Lahachzer, the Gemara, was a story with Avu the Shmuel, who once found Chamoyrim in a Midbar. These Chamoyrim were lost for 12 months. The halacha, based on the Gemara later on Daf Chav Cheses, is that if you have an Aveda that is for sure lost for 12 months, you're not mechuyev to return it. Even if it's a davar sheyesh by simin, based on a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Ches, we'll get back into that a little bit later. But either way, Avuah de Shmuel, despite the fact that the halacha was Hari Eilu Shaloi, he chose to return it, and the reason was Lifnim Meshur HaSadin. It's on that note, more similar Gemara. Rava Havashak of Azabas Rav Nachman, Beshuk de Gildoi. Rava was once walking together with Rav Nachman. Some say it was in the Shuk of Gildoi. The Amri Lo, others say it was Beshuk of the Rabbanon. Either way, Amaloi, so Rava turns to Rav Nachman, and he asks him the following question. Motza kan arniki mal? If I would find, or if somebody would find an arniki right here, in this Shuk, what would be the halach? Could you keep it or could you not keep it? The assumption is an arniki is a davar sheyesh by tzimin. His question was that being that it was found in a shuk, it's in a mokim shahar rabim mitzuyin, could be the halacha is that even if it has a simin, we assume that the owner was miyayish, thus the halacha would be Hari Eilu Shaloi. So he told him back, in fact, that is the halacha. Hari Eilu Shaloi. Boy, Yisrael v'nasa ma'simim out. What if he steps forward and he gives a simin? Could the finder still keep it? Or maybe now that somebody stepped forward with the simin, maybe the halacha is he has to return it. Amalei, so he told him, Hari Eilu Shaloi. No, the halacha doesn't change. It's Hari Eilu Shaloi. Fa'aloi oimed v'tzaveach. But Rava said, I don't understand. If the person's yelling and screaming, saying, this is mine, and by the way, I wasn't miyayish, so why is the halacha Hari Eilu Shaloi? Hari Eilu Shaloi is always the effect of the Yish, which is the cause. When do you say Hari Eilu Shaloi? When there's Yish. So if the person is yelling and screaming, I knew I lost it here, I also knew that I had a simen. The fact that it was lost in a public area didn't impress me. I'm telling you, I was never Miyayish. Says the Gemara of Nachman told him, it's very nice that he's kicking and yelling and screaming, but it's no different that if somebody's house is going up in flames and the person is yelling, I'm not Miyayish, I don't want to lose my house. His house is lost. So too here, there's an implied yish. And even if he says he wasn't miyayish, batla daita etzel kaladim, that's an idea you find sometimes in halacha, that we don't care that you're saying that you're different than everybody else. The reality is people are miyayish when they lose something in a makam sharabim mitzuyin, and it's for that reason the halacha is going to be Hari Eilu Shaloi. The Maram Shif on this Gemara quotes the Mardchai, who's bothered that why did Rav Nachman tell Rava that he's allowed to keep it? Didn't we just mention the story? Avu Adishmul, it's the Gemara three lines earlier, where Avu Adishmul found these chamorim that belonged to somebody. 12 months had passed, so the halacha is, we assume the owner is Miyayish HaRei'il Shaloi, but he returned it. In fact, the Gemara said, Chayiv Lahachzer. That was Shmuel's psak based on this Maaser Rav that he had known with his father. So why would this be any different? Just like Avu Adishmul returned the chamorim that he found la'achar yud beis chodesh, despite the fact that he wasn't legally mandated to, based on an idea that you go lifnei the mishur said that when it comes to Hashavas Avedah. So shouldn't this be a good example where had Rav in fact found the arniki in the shuka de gildoi or in the shuka de rabbanon, he should have returned it. If the person is oymid v'tzadeach, he's yelling, he's saying, I'm telling you, I wasn't miyayish. He has a sin, and we know for sure it's his. Why are we being so cruel? Why are we saying nasik itzadeach al beisei shenafal val svinasei shetava beyam? How do we reconcile that with the previous gemara, where the gemara said that when it comes to Hashavas Avedah, you go lifnei the mishur said? Says the Mordechai, you know what the difference is? The difference is, Avu Adishmul was an usher. He was a gvir. A gvir? Chayiv lahachzer. He has to go lifnei mishur hadin. Rava wasn't a gvir. And being that Rava wasn't a gvir, Rava wasn't obligated to go lifnei mishur hadin. To the contrary, he just won the lotto. He found something. Now, it didn't really happen. It was a hypothetical. But Matz Arniki, had he found an Arniki, he would have been able to keep it, says the Mordechai, because he was an Oni. But the Ram Shif is very bothered by that. It's not clear what the Ram Shif's kash is, but he seems to be bothered with what would seem to be the premise of the Mordechai, which is that Rava was an Ani, based on his Yediyas and Shas, that he doesn't think Rava was an Ani. And the truth is, we've spoken out this Gemara several times in the past. The Gemara might cut in Chav Chesem at Aleph, where Rava says that he used to daven every day for three things. He used to daven to be a Gvir like Rav Chizda, to be a Chacham like Rav Huna, and to be an Anav like Rabba by Rav Huna. Two of them he said he got. One he said he didn't get. He became a gvir like Rav Chizda. It's a gemara. Rav Chizda was a shver, but he became a gvir like Rav Chizda. I think another gemara would be a gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia. Later we're going to learn in Perek Ezur Neshech, where the gemara says that Rava used to give mussar to his kehila. Rava was the Rav in the city of Mechuza. The people of Mechuza were merchants. They were successful people. So he used to give them teichacha. He would tell them, be good to your wives, because if you want to have bracha, you want to be matzliach in business, if you're going to be good to your wives, then there'll be bracha in your house. If you're not going to be good to your wife, you're not going to have bracha. So it always struck me that Rava must have been a gvir. Because if he wasn't a gvir, then mamonav shach. Either it means he's not good to his wife, or it means you could be good to your wife, you could have tremendous shalom bayis, and the bracha is not necessarily going to be in the sky. Either way, Rava argues the Ram Shif was a gvir. At least that seems to be his comment. And if he was a gvir, then how do you understand what the Mordechai is saying? But I'll just tell you one interesting maramakim that I saw in the Sha'arim Mitzionim Balacha. And that is, this Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Davhe. The Gemara over there says that the Pasuk says, V'chora api bayoy mahu v'azavtem v'histarti ponam mehem. Hashem says that there's going to be a day in the future where there's going to be a hester ponim. A similar pasuk, v'anoichi aster haster ponim b'yoy mahu. Says the Gemara, Amar abardol bartavu mi amir Rav, kol she'ine b'hester ponim, ine mehem. Listen to this memory that Rav said. Skiri. If somebody doesn't experience in his life hester ponim, it's a raya that maybe he's not mehem, maybe he's not a yid. Because the pasuk says, "V'chora api boy bayei mahu va'azavtem v'histarti ponai mehem." It's a mitzias. A yid has to live through certain trials and tribulations, some of which is hastaras ponim. To the point that Rav Baradolo Bar Tevumi said in the name of his Rebbe Rav, that any person who doesn't experience hastar ponim, go be boydik di'ichos. It could be enei mehem, because a yid lives with hastaras ponim. He continued, then he said, any person that doesn't have people going after him, trying to take away his money, enei mehem. That's also a sign that he's not mehem. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbanan L'Rava. The Rabbanan heard this. So they turned to Rava. Everyone looks at Rava. And they told him, you, Rava, I don't see where you're living a life of Hester Panim, and I don't see where you're Bahaya Lechel. Rava's a Gvir. So get them good. So I don't understand. How could Rav have said that? Rava Teichiach. Rava would seem to be a Raya, not that way. So the Gemara says, Amalu, he told him, Mi Yodisu Kami Mishadrana Betzinebesh Farmalka. You think nobody's going after my money? If only you would know the kind of money I have to give the Shvar Malka, Bechadre Chadorim, you would realize the king, the government, the IRS, then you would understand that they're after me. Says the Gemara, Filu Hochi Yavu Be Rabbanin Enayu, Rav Agad Enayin Hora. And Ada Hochi, at that moment, Shodr Devei Shvar Malka, Vigarbu. The Shvar Malka came, and Rashi says, Shalalu. They looted him. They took everything away from him. So there's a Gemara here that says that although Rav was an Oysher, he was a Gvir, but he became a Yerid as well. Tosfos says that Hainu Hahud Beperek Masur the Brachas. That if you recall, the very beginning of the Machzor and Daf Yoimi, Brachas Daf Nun Vavs. Yesterday we spoke about Brachas Nun Chesam and Aleph, Nun Chesam and Beis. This is Brachas Nun Vavim and Aleph, where the Gemara tells a story that Abaye and Rav, who always come together in Shas, not only were they always learning the same Sugya, Bechavrusa, and taking different positions, they used to dream the same dreams. And they used to go to Bar Hedya, who was a well-known Poisach HaLoimis. He also turned out to be a fraud. But they used to go to Bar Hedya, and Bar Hedya would be Poisach HaLoimis. And all of Abaye's dreams would be good, and Rava's dreams would be bad. The Gemara tells this fantastic story. But Toich Tavarev over there, Bar Hedya tells Rava that one day, you're going to lose your Malucha, quote-unquote, and you're going to become an Oni. You're going to become a Yoirit. Says Toich, says, it became true. And you know when it came true? It's this Gemara right here. This is the rest of the story. Either way, so you see that Rava was a Gvir, that's true, but Rava also was a Yoirid at some points. It could be this Mordechai's comment, a teretz to the Maram Shif's Kasha, that how could the Mordechai say that Rava didn't have to go with Nimeshur Sadin because he was an Ani? We know in Shas Rava was a Gvir. It could be there's a before and after. Rava was a Gvir, and then Rava wasn't a Gvir. Says the Gemara, Hahud Dioi, the Shokol Bisra Beshuka. There was a vulture that once picked up a piece of meat and ran for the hills. The Shadiel Bitsanyosa de Beba Merion. And it deposited it, it dropped this piece of flesh in the forest that belonged to Bar Merion. Also, the Kamidabai, the Shadow came before Abaya. Amaleza, Abaya told Bar Merion, Zilshkol and Afshach, you can keep it for yourself. You found this Aveda, it's yours. Freik de Gemar, Varuba de Yisrael, Nino. Roif people in that era were the Yisrael. Meaning, the meat had a simon. So the only reason Abaya should have paskin that it belongs to Bar Merion is because you're assuming, although there's a simon, the owner's Miyayish. Why would it be Miyayish? Because it's in an ear where there's a rabbi Mitzuyan Shah. But the rabbim were Yisraelim. So why would Abaya pask it? You could keep it. Says the Gemara, oh, Shamet mina alocha k'rab shim ben alazar. Must be because the alocha is like k'rab shim ben alazar. That if somebody loses something, k'makam she rabbim mitzuyin, the alocha is a re'ilu shaloyim, and afilu b'roiv Yisrael, and you see that alocha is that way, even b'roiv Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, this could be is different. You want to know why Abaya paskin hare'ilu shaloyim, despite the fact that this meat had a simen, Shani Dayoi, this vulture is Kizute Shayam Dami. It's because of a different halacha. Just like the halacha is if somebody loses something, even if it's a Dovah Sheyesh by Simen. But it's Bizute Shayam, the Shlulisa Shalnar, the halacha is that even if the person is yelling and screaming and kicking, he's saying that I'm not Miyayish, the halacha is Hari Elu Shalai, because it's Avuda Mimenu Umikol Adam. This too is like Zute Shayam. The analogy is obvious, and it's for that reason that's why he paskan Hare Elu Shaloi. So it wasn't Hare Elu Shaloi because of the Rabbim. Could be the Rabbim would not have been a factor, because the only time Rabbim is a factor if it's Ruba Knanim. Over here, it's Rav Yisrael, so it could be that wouldn't be the Svar. Rather, it's because it's Zutei Shalyam. It wasn't Zutei Shalyam. This Dayoi was the equivalent of Zutei Shalyam. Pray to Gemara, another Kasha. Abaya told Bar Merion, you can have the meat. Isn't it Basar Shenesalim in Ayin? So the Gemara says, it wasn't double wrap. It's talking about where they all saw it. So they know for sure this is the same piece of meat. It wasn't a Salim in Ayin. So there wasn't a Shaila in Yeridea. This was a Shaila in Choshen Mishpat. In Hilchas Elu Metzius, Abaya paskin that this Dayoi is like Zutei Shalyam, and that's why, although there was a simin, Bar Merion was allowed to keep it. Hari Elu Shalyam. A similar story. Rav Chanina Matzik Di Shachot being Tveri with Tzipori. Listen to this chiddush. Rav Chanina is walking, he's traveling between Tveri and Tzipori, and he finds a gedi that was Shachot. V'hitiru lois. He comes to the Chachamim and he asks the Chachamim, can I keep it? Can I not keep it? They said, yeah. Omer Rav Ami, it's yours. Hitiru lois. Mishum Metzio. Kirim Shem Metalasa. What was the basis for him to be able to keep it? The Gedi Shachat presumably had a simen, but they said he can keep it because the halacha is like Kirim Shem Metalasa. That being that it was found in an area where there's a rabbin, we assume the owner is Miyayish, so even if there's a simen, Hari Elu Shalai. But there's another issue over here. Hitiru lois sounds like, number one, you can keep it. There's no Cheshem Mishpat problem. And number two, you can eat it. There's no Yerideya problem. What about the Yerideya? You find a piece of meat that looks like it was shochet. How do you know who the sheichet was? And there's a lot of things that have to go right in order for meat to be kosher. How do you know this is a kosher piece of meat? Says the Gemara, Mishum shchita, Reb Chanina ben Yisrael b'Yisrael Aglidi. They relied on a kula. The Reb Chananya ben Yisrael b'Yisrael Aglidi said, the Tanya, Reish Avdu, like Gedi of a Tarnagoy. If somebody lost his Gedi in his Tarnagoy, Mahalach l'matzon shchut, and he found it, but lo and behold, it's already in a club. It's a pastrami sandwich. So can I keep it? Okay, it's for sure mine, but it was shachet. When I lost it, it was a live gedi. Am I allowed to keep it? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Chananya ben Oyser, Rabbi Yisrael Glili Mater. Oh, my Rabbi, Rabbi said, Nir and Divri Rabbi Yehuda. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda Kishamatza Mashba, if you found it in the garbage. Because then it looks like that it was discarded, probably because it's not kosher. V'divre, Rabbi Chananya ben Oyser, Rabbi Yisrael Glili. But Rabbi said, I hold halachas like Rabbi Chananya ben Oyser, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Kishamatza Bebayas. If it was found in a bias, in a place where people have food that they want to eat, meaning it seems like somebody must have found it. He shechted it because he thought it was Arayel Shaloi. Now, lo and behold, you found your lost Gidi. The person shechted it for you. Says Rabbi, at least if you found the Babayas, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Chananya, Benoishal, Rabbi Yosei Haglili, and you're going to be able to eat it. Says the Gemara, Agavurchi mid hitiru loy mishum shchita. So this story over here with Rabbi Chanina, who found a Gidi Shachot, Bein Tver Letzipayru, the hitiru loy. Again, they said there's no Chisha Mishpat problem because it was found in a Makam Sher Rabbi Mitzuyin, the owner was Veshomiyash. They also said there's no Yerideya problem. Why not? Because we're relying on Rabbi Chananya ben Oyser Rabbi Yosei Haglili, who Rabbi Paskin like, if you find it in an area where people have food that they're going to eat. But the first part, the part that's Negeya Awasugya, that they were okay with the Elo Metzias issue, L'chura, we can make a diuk that's relevant to this last daf that we've been learning. Why? Because mid dehiti rulei mishum shchita, if they paskin that he's allowed to eat it, must be Ruba Yisroelin. Most people, they must have been Yidden. Because if most people were not Yidden, they would have never been matur mishum shchita. And still they were matur the Elo Metzias aspect. Shamet mina halacha gerb shem ben aloza, filib roi Yisrael. So you see that you're allowed to keep a Metzia, sheyesh bo simin, as long as it's found in an area where there's a rabbin, even if the rabbin is Yisraelim, because the rabbin must have been Yisraelim. This rabbin that was being Tver Yolitzipoyer, because had it not been Yisraelim, it would have been also Mishum Shchita. So if it was Mutter Mishum Shchita, it was rabbin Yisraelim. If it's rabbin Yisraelim, and still you see that it's Mutter Mishum Elo Metzias, so it must be that Talachas like Rav Shimon Alaza and Afilu Be'ir Sheruba Yisrael. So Amar Rava, Rava said, no, it could be Rav Kananim. It could be most people between Tveri and Tzipori were non-Jews. And that's why he was allowed to keep it from the Chesh Mishpat standpoint. Ah, you'll ask me a question, why was he allowed to eat it? Rav Tabachi Yisrael. Most of the Sheikhtim were Yisraelim. Most of the butchers were Yisraelim. So being that obviously it was slaughtered by a sheichet, most of the sheichtim are Yisraelim, so for that you can rely on Roiv. But as it relates to the Metzio, then we'll look at the Roiv of people that may have lost it, Ruba Kananim, or the Roiv of the people that the person that lost it assumed would have found it. As a result, we assume he's Miyash, and that's why the halacha over here is that Hare Evu Shalei Rab Ami Ashkach Pargiot Shchutais, being fairly listed, he found Pargiot, young pigeons that were shochut, being tver yolitzipori. Also the kamedir of Asi, va'amri lo the kamedir of Yoichan, va'amri lo b'midrash. So it's not clear, different versions of how the story went down. But either way, he brought the shiloh to somebody that was qualified to paskin the shiloh. Va'arvulei, and he was told, zil shkola nafshecha, you're allowed to keep it, based on this same story that we just had, that the area being tver yolitzipori was a mokum sharabim metzuyim, Rav Kananim, Rav Yisrael, so that was the cheshman that we just saw. Rav Yitzchak nafka ashkach kibura, the Azli Beazluye. Rashi says that he found string that was used by hunters to spin their nets. Also, the Kamid Rabbi Yechanan, he asked Rabbi Yechanan, can I keep it? He found it in the area that Tzayodim used to be. Some say he brought the Shiloh to Beis Medrash. They told him, Zil Shokol Nafshach, you're allowed to keep it. The Gemara doesn't give us too much information, but it would seem from the Gemara that it must have been a Mokum Sharabim Mitzuyin, thus it comes into our Sugya. And again, we're paskening that in a Mokum Sharabim Mitzuyin, the halacha is that you would be able to keep it. So before we go weiter, and really today's daf chafeh is a very light daf, it moves very quickly, but before we go weiter, just two ha'aras, ha'isafas, with regards to yesterday's daf. So the first is that we saw yesterday this idea, that even though ordinarily, if somebody wants to claim a lost object, he would have to bring a siman. Discussion in the Gemara of Simanims, the Raisa Simanims, the Rabbanon, maybe it works only with Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, but the entirety of Perek Elu Metzias is underpinned by an idea that if I have a simen, I'm not miyayish, the halacha is chayv lahachris. If I don't have a simen, not. Stating that, we saw a chiddush, that a Talmud Chacham can be toiveya, a lost object, even without a simen, based on tfiyas ayin. So much so, that the halacha shulchan aruch is, that if you find an object, you're actually obligated to announce it, even if it doesn't have a simen, because maybe it belongs to a Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham is allowed to be teveyeh, even without a simen. Tosfos says, how do you reconcile that with the first Mishnah, elu metziyah shaloi, meaning you're not chayv lahachriz, and aveda she'en boi simen. So Tosfos already addresses that. Other Rishonim address it. But the point is that a Talmud Chacham can be teveyeh without a simen, as long as there's a tefiyah sign. What's the definition of Talmud Chacham? So we have a very precise definition, a very narrow definition. It's someone that's very, very honest, someone that doesn't lie, unless the three times that sometimes Talmid HaChachamim do lie. B'mesechta, B'puria, U'bir Shpiza, and of course Tosfos adds, B'darkei Sholem, everyone's allowed a lie. But the point is that's the definition of a Talmud Chacham. The Mechab and Ramah both discuss this in Simen Reish Samech Beis, and it sounds like they're discussing it because it's halacha l'maisa. Freitas, smat, tzarechim b'zeh. It's a chiddush to me that the poskim assume that it's for sure that this halacha is noyeh, because you find in other areas in halacha, we are a din that's totally in Talmud Chacham is really not Nogeya Bizman Hazeh. It's Hilchos Olam Mashicha, because we assume that there are no Talmid Chacham Bizman Hazeh. And he brings a whole list. One of the kashas that he asks is from the halach of Litra de Dahav. Din is, if someone's Mevayish a Talmud Chacham, it's a Yerushalmi, you have to pay the Talmud Chacham an exorbitant amount of money, a litra de dahava. And the halach is that it's not noyig bizman hazeh, because we assume that you're not Talmid Chacham Bizman Hazeh. So freik the sma, tzorich ian bozeh, he doesn't understand. Then, why the Mechaber Ramah assumed for sure that there's a Talmud Chacham today with regards to Tfiyas Ayin, but there's no Talmud Chacham as it relates to Litra de Dahava. I saw in the Turei Zav, the Taz, on the page, in Simen Reish Samech Beis, he says a beautiful teretz. He says there's a chilek between the Litra de Dahava and between the Talmud Chacham being Moitzi and Aveda B'Tfiyas Ayin. When the Talmud Chacham's Moitzi and Aveda B'Tfiyas Ayin, he's taking money from someone, but he's not being Moitzi from a Muchzik. Because the person that found the Aveda doesn't have a cheskes moment in this Aveda. What's cheskes moment? Chazaka. If I have something, it's probably mine. Whether it works with chazaka de mikaro as a real chazaka. We spoke about that in the sugya of Tokfu Kayin. There's a lot of unclarity as it relates to how cheskes moment works. But the point is that if I have something, we assume it's mine. You can't say that by an Aveda, because it's very clear that it's not mine. I found it. I told you I found it. I'm just not sure what to do with it. Thus, in Hilchas Muchzik, we don't look at the Moitzi Aveda, the person that found the Aveda, as being a Muchzik. It's for that reason that if a person now steps forward who may be a Talmud Chacham, may be not a Talmud Chacham, he can go and he could be moitzi money from this person. He can claim the Aveda because we don't see him as being moitzi from a muchzik. Maybe he's not a Talmud Chacham, really he's not supposed to take it. Okay, so maybe he's not a Talmud Chacham. But being that I'm not being moitzi mamon, we're going to be mekel, and we're going to say that you're allowed to keep it despite the fact that we're not 100% sure that this person's a legitimate Talmud Chacham. However, if you want to go take a litra de dahavar from someone that was mevayish a Talmud Chacham, you're being moitzi mamon from this person. I own the litra de dahavar. You're telling me I owe it. Why? Because I embarrassed Reb Chaim Yankel. And you're telling me Reb Chaim Yankel is a Talmud Chacham. Prove it to me. Being that you can't prove to me Bizman Hazeh that Reb Chaim Yankel is a Talmud Chacham, because today we're not so sure if we have Talmud Chachamim, so you can't be Moitzi, the Litra de Dahavar from me. So if you're being Moitzi Mamin under the premise that the person is the Talmud Chacham, that's a problem. That's why by Litra de Dahavar the halacha is you don't have to pay the Knas. As opposed to over here in Perek Elu Metzias, where there is no Muchzik. Being that there's no Muchzik, what are we taking? We're taking the Aveda. From who? From the Moitzi Aveda. He's not considered a Muchzik. Being that he's not considered a Muchzik, you're not going to have this halacha. And the truth is that this idea, that when somebody finds an Aveda, he's not considered a Muchzik, is a very, very important idea. And Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Ha'aretz discusses it in Simen Ayin Zayin. And the context that he's discussing it in is the basic idea that you find simonim works, or that a Talmud Chacham can be Moitzi B'Tfiyas Ayin, and maybe Eid Echad is Nemo when it comes to halachas of Aveda Emetziah. Says Rabbi Chanan, at first glance, I would have said that despite the fact that every single person knows that ein dover shebe mamon pachas mishnayim, that when it comes to dinei mamonis, you always need to weigh them. Simonim is not to weigh this. Tvias ayin is certainly not to weigh this. Eid echad is by definition not to weigh them. Still, you see that it could work. Says Rabbi Chanan, I've always felt that the reason is because the whole reason you need to weigh them for dinei mamonis is because you're being moitzi mamon. And to take mamon, miyad, cheskas moment, for that you need to weigh them. But being that by Aveda there is no cheskas moment, because the person that found it is not considered a muchzik, so if he's not considered a muchzik, it doesn't have the regular halach of dinei mamonis that always requires to weigh them. It's for that reason, you can be moitzi mamon with simonim, you can be moitzi mamon with an eid echad, you can be moitzi mamon even with a tefiyah sayin. Rabbi Chanan's kasha is from a gemara that we learned in the end of Perek Shnayim Moichsen. The gemara over there discussed a story where Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was a shliach lohilacha to bring a get. And Irchas Legita, he lost the get. So he walked in to Beis Medrash, apparently somebody found it there, and he said as follows, if you want a simin, isli begave. If you want, I even have a tefiyah sign. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was a Talmud Chacham, so he met the criteria of who can claim an aveda even without a simin, even based on a tefiyah sign. He said, I can give you a tefiyah sign. He said, I have a simin. The simin was a simin sheni muvik. He said he had a tefiyah sign. The end of the story was they gave it to him, but Rabbi walked out. He said, I wasn't sure if they gave it to me because of the simin or they gave it to me because of the tefiyah sign. L'may nafkemina, if they only gave it to me because of the simin, even though my simin was a simin sheni muvik, shma mino simonim deiraisa. So that was the sugi over there in the end of Perek Shnayim Moichsen. But Frank Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand why simonim worked in that case. I understand why simonim works in general, even though it's dinei mamonis, like we just said, because it's not a real dinei mamonis, because there's no cheskas mamon. But over there it was davar sheva erva. We were talking about a get isha. So if you're going to give this get back to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana based on his simin or based on his tefiyas ayin, he's now going to give the get to his mishaleach's wife under the assumption it's for sure the same get. She's going to be divorced. She's going to marry somebody else. They may have children. Mamzeris. This is a classic halacha of davar sheva erva. So, Freik Rabbi Chanan, if ain davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim, then why did simonim work? What? Why did tefiyas ayin work? And again, don't tell me because every dinei mamonis is like that. Because every dinei mamonis, when it comes to ilum tzias, is not a real dinei mamonis. Because what defines dinei mamonis? Cheskes mamon. There is no cheskes mamon. So being that there's no cheskes mamon, it's for that reason it works by dinei mamonis. But by davar sheva erva, it has nothing to do with cheskes mamon. Either it is davar sheva erva, or it's not davar sheva erva. And Freit Rabbi Chanan, luchure, it's a davar sheva erva. And ain davar sheva erva, pachas mishnayim. And says Rabbi Chanan more. Don't tell me that there's a whole sugi in the end of Masechtas Yevamos that we, of course, learn together, where the Gemara talks about if a woman's husband went to Medina Sayam, and now somebody comes back and says, I'm pretty sure your husband died. Really? How do you know? Because I saw his hat and his glasses and his rentzel. I saw his paraphernalia. He must have died. So there's a whole sugya with this. Simonim, yes. Simonim, no. There's a mirror image sugya to the sugyas here in Eilu Metzias that deal with the halachas of a woman whose husband died. Here too, it's davar sheva erva. But Rabbi Chanan says that's a very different type of davar sheva erva. That's eidus isha. Eidus isha hikilu. An echad is believed. Apostle is believed. So you can't necessarily bring a raya that so too the halacha should be that here too she would be believed. Either way, that's Rabbi Chanan's kashas. Rabbi Chanan says that it could be you have to shtel to a ran. There's a ran in the third parak of Masechtas Kedushin. The context over there is that a man walked into Beis Din and he said, "Es biti nosati leish," but he didn't say who. He said, "I married off my daughter." The halacha is this woman is now going to be usher, unfortunately, this girl, to every man in the world, because we don't know who she married as a result, who's a kariv, who's an erva. There's no one in the world that this girl is now allowed to marry. If a person walks into Beis Din and says, "By the way, I'm the chosin, I'm the one," he's believed. Says the ran, "What's pashup shah? Why should the person be believed to come in and say that I'm the husband? Being that it's a davar sheva erva, ain't davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim." Says the Ran, a gevaldige chiddush, that being that we know for sure that this woman married somebody, we know there's a davar sheva erva over here. The question is, who did she marry? For that, eid echad works. Ain't davar sheva erva pachas mishnayim means an eid echad can establish davar sheva erva. But I don't need the eid echad over here to establish a davar sheva erva. I have the davar sheva erva regardless. All I need from the eid echad is, says Rabbi Chanan, levarer mihu. Just to be mevarer, who is the husband? To be mevarer. That detail in the davar sheva erva, that even an eid echad is allowed to do. Says Rabbi Chanan, maybe that was the case with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. The case was with the mishaleach said, "I'm divorcing my wife. I wrote a get." There was no question. We didn't need Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, his tvias ayin or his simen to establish the davar sheva erva. We just had to be mevarer. Is this the get or is that It's not the get. Is the husband going to have to write a new get, or is he not going to have to write a new get? But being that the Dovah Sheva'er was established regardless, and all we needed was just to be mevarer this detail in the Dovah Sheva'er, says Rav Chanan, based on that Ram, maybe that's not considered Dovah Sheva'er. Either way, let's see a little bit more Gemara, and maybe if there's time, we'll get back to a little bit more Reh. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah, the Elul Chayiv Lahachris. So these are examples of things that if somebody finds, Chayiv Lahachris, he has to announce that. Matzah Peiros Bikli, if somebody finds Peiros in a Kli. Oy kli kamayshu, or for that matter, if somebody just finds a kli, moispikis. If somebody finds money in a wallet, oy kis kamayshu, or he just finds a wallet. Tzibure peiros, he finds bundles of peiros. That's in contrast to peiros mefuzarois in the first Mishnah, where the peiros was spread out. There, the halacha was real shaloi. Tzibure peiros, chayv lahachas. Tzibure mois, or money that is bundled. Again, in contrast to the mois mefuzarois. Shloisha matbeezel gavzev. If somebody finds three coins, one on top of another, the Gemara will explain what that means. Krichos b'shus hayab yochid. So not krichos b'shus harabim, but krichos b'shus hayochid. B'shus harabim, the halacha was areilu shaloi. B'shus hayochid, the halacha is chayv lahachas. V'ki koroitz shal balabayis. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, discussed kikoroitz shal nachtoim. There, they're all uniform, they all look exactly the same, so there's no simon. If it's kikaris of alabayas, so every woman has her own knetch of how she makes kikaris, so to dava sheyesh by simon, therefore chayv lahachris. The gizei tzemer halukuchon mi beisa uman, or if somebody has wool that he bought from an uman, kade yayin, the kade shemen, hare elu chayv lahachris. Says the Gemara, time of the matzah peiros b'kli, umoyis b'kis. The Mishnah said, if somebody finds peiros in a kli, or he found mois in a kiss, what's the halacha? Chayv lahachris. It sounds like it's only because he found the peiros in the kli, or he found the mois in the kiss. A kli will find a peiros. What if somebody would find a keli, and in front of the keli there would be peiros, or a kiss, or if somebody found the kiss will find a mois, and in front of the kiss there was money. Harei elu shaloi. So the kiss and the kli would be chayv lahachris, but the peiros itself that was found outside the kli, or the mois itself that was found outside the kiss, that would be harei elu shaloi. Meaning you don't say that just because they're right near each other, one probably came from the other. If it's inside, like the Mishnah says, matzah peiros bikli, a mois bikis, then we assume it's one and the same. So if I have a simen on the kli, I have a simen on the kiss, I get the peiros, I get the mois along with it. But if they were not literally inside of each other, it was lefana peiros, it was lefana mois, then the halacha is, if you have a simen on the kli, on the kiss, you can claim that with a simen, but as it relates to the peiros or the mois, harei elu, says the Gemara, this diuk that we have in our Mishnah, tanina lahadu tanu rabbanan, is actually a furish abraisa, matzah kli ulefana peiros, kiss ulefana mois, harei elu shaloi. So even though the kli we always assume has a simen, and the kiss we always assume has a simen, however, being that it was lefana, the halacha is harei elu shaloi. Miktsasim mikli b'tzas agav karka, what if someone was in a kli and someone was agavi karka, or miktsasim mikis and miktsasim agavi karka, Chayiv lahachris, the halacha is chayiv lahachris, which makes sense. If some of it is inside the kli, then we assume that even the part that's not in the kli probably came from the kli. But what we want is the first part of the braisa, the mefurish braisa, which supports the diak that we made in our Mishnah, that if somebody finds a kli that has a simen, ulefana of peiros, there's no peiros in the kli. All the peiros are outside of the kli. The halacha is, even if you bring the simen to claim the kli, you're not getting the peiros. We don't assume that the peiros fell out of the kli, and as a result, you should be able to get the peiros as well. Break the Gemara for a minute, I'll ask you a kash. Matzah dovah she'in by simen. If somebody finds something that doesn't have a simen, bitzah dovah she'esh by simen. It was next to something else that has a simen. So, a good example would be what we're discussing. Somebody found peiros, which doesn't have a simen, next to a kli, which does have a simen. Chayiv lahachris. You chayiv lahachris, even the dovah she'in by simen. I don't need the brisa to tell me chayiv lahachris, the dovah she'yesh by simen. Chayiv lahachris, even the dovah she'in by simen. Baal simen v'natal ha'shaloi. What if the baal simen comes and he said that the dovah she'yesh by simen was mine, but he didn't even claim the peiros, for example, the dovah she'in by simen, then zocha halah, but dovah she'in by simen. Then the finder gets to keep the dovah she'in by simen. But assuming the person that has the simen says that the dovah she'in by simen that's right next to it was his, he gets to keep the dovah she'in by simen. So it's a very obvious for a minnow. It's a stira. Again, if somebody found a keli or the fun of peiros, do we assume the peiros came from the keli, so I have a simen on the keli, I got to keep the peiros, or do we not assume that the peiros came from the keli? So even though I have a simen on the keli, being that the peiros itself doesn't have a simen, I don't get to keep the peiros. Omer Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid, this is the first of many terutzim that the Gemara is going to give. Pshat tovo, loikash, habakuba v'kisna, habetzano peri. It could be it depends on what it was that we found in front. Meaning, if you found peiros in front of the keli. So then it could be the halacha is that you're going to be able to keep the peris itself. Because we assume that the peris probably fell out of the keli. Thus, if I have a siman on the keli, I get to keep the peris. If I found flax, however, in front of a keli, and there's no flax, this is the key point, inside the keli itself, then the halacha is we assume that the flax did not come from the keli. Because had the flax fallen out of this keli, there would have been a little bit of flax left over in the keli. That's just the mitzius of flax. And as a result, it being that there is no flax in the keli, we assume that it for sure didn't fall from it, therefore the halacha is, you don't get to keep it. Rapapa Omar, now, both Bryces are talking about Tzanu Peri. They're talking not about flax, talking about regular Peris. If there's some Peris left over, then we assume for sure that the Peris that are in front of it are also from the Kli. If there's no Peris left over, there's nothing in the Kli, then we assume that it's just a coincidence that there's a Keli and Peris next to it, but the person that claims the Kli is not going to be able to get the Peris as well. Third Teretz, it could be both Bryces are talking about where there was nothing left over. Maybe what matters is this keli that's turned over, let's say, is it facing the peris or is it not facing the peris? If it's facing the peris, then it looks like the setup is such that the peris fell out of the keli. If it's facing in another direction, you assume not that way. Another teretz, could be they're both talking about the mahadar api, but like kasha, hod isle ugnin litzana, hadalesle ugnin litzana. It's talking about where the kli was empty. The question is, however, is there a reason to assume that despite the fact that it's empty, maybe all of the peiris fell out or not? So if there's like a rim that would be blocking the peiris from being able to fall out of the kli, so then if it's empty, you have to assume that it didn't fall out of the kli. Because there's no way they all would have fallen out. The rim would have blocked it. So if there's nothing inside the kli, you assume for sure that it's independent. If there's no ugnin, then you could say that even if it fell out, maybe they all fell out, so it doesn't impress me the fact that there's nothing left over. Therefore, the halacha is, you would return it to the person that has it sinned. The Mishnah said, Tzibure peiros v'tzibure mois. That again was in contrast to mois mefuzarois and peiros mefuzarois. So if you found bundles of peiros, you found bundles of mois, here the halacha is not harel shaloi. Here the halacha is chayv lahachar. Says the Gemara, shamed mino minyan avesimen. The only chayv lahachar is, what are you going to announce? I found peiros. So you're going to come here, I lost three apples. You have a simen? What's the simen going to be? The simen probably is the minyan. How many apples did you lose? Says the Gemara, Shama Minasa, could we bring a raya from one of the often mentioned themes in this parak, which is minyan. If I tell you how many of these lost objects you found, is that a simen or not? Says the Gemara, Tani, could be not, because there was a girsa in the Mishnah, Tzibur Peiros. Not tzibure. Tzibure suggests bundles. So then you can argue that maybe the simen is the minyan. But if it's sabur, lashon yachid, so it's one bundle. So there is no simen in the minyan, because apparently everyone knew how many peiros were in a bundle, and it's only one bundle. So that can't be the simen. So says the Gemara, okay, then what is the simen? Oh, I know what the simen must be. Shamet mina makim havi simen. Maybe the place where it was found. Maybe that's the simen. But that too, that's also a sugya here in Perek Eilu Metzias. So could we bring a raya to that? So the Gemara says, Tani, no, because some had the gersa tzibure peiros. That they were bundles, so you have no raya that the makim is a simen. Maybe the minyan is a simen. Either way, I think what the Gemara is saying is that you have a raya either that minyan is a simen, or that makom is a simen, but you can't prove either one, because being that there were two different gersais, you'd have to know which is the right gersa before you're able to establish that. The Mishnah said, Shloisha matbeos zal gavzeh. Somebody found three coins, one on top of another, the loch is chayv lahachos. Omer Reb Yitzchak Migdala said, Bucha asuyin ki migdala. The only time this is true is if they were stacked like a tower. What does a tower mean? Like a pyramid. The widest is on the bottom. You have a quarter, a nickel, and a dime. So it's clearly stacked in a precise way. You assume then it wasn't lost. Because if somebody dropped three coins, the likelihood of it falling in that position is obviously not very high. As a result, if it was found in that way, we assume for sure that the person left it there. Therefore, chayv lahachos. Incidentally, the Maariv Tzchiyo says that Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala is the one that said v'hu shas suyin ki migdolin. So he says that he spanned shas. Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala is not mentioned any other place in shas. So he says it makes a lot of sense to think that his name was probably Rabbi Yitzchak, But they called him Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala because he said a halacha regarding a tower. Either way, Tanya Namiyachi, Matzah Mais Mufazaris, if somebody finds money that's spread out, Hare Elu Shaloi, Asuyin Kim Migdalin Chai Lahachris. So the Mishnah didn't say Asuyin Kim Migdalin. The Mishnah said Shloisha Matbeya Zeh Agav Zeh. The Mishnah said Mois Mufuzaris. That was the first Mishnah. This Mishnah said Shloisha Matbeya Zeh Agav Zeh. But the Braisa is Mefurish like Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. Tanya Namiyachi, Matzah Mois Mufuzaris, Hare Elu Shaloi, Asuyin Kim Migdalin Chai Lahachris. Beilam, Asuyin Kim Migdalin, Shloisha Matbeya Zeh Agav Zeh. Three, one on top of another. Says the Hagu Fakasha. I don't understand this Brisa. Amrit, the Reisha of Brisa says, Matzah Mois Mufuzaris Hare Elu Shaloi. So what does that sound like? If it's not spread out, even if it's not like a tower, Hameshalchafi Shalchufi, Rashi says, it's a little clumsy, but they're all touching each other. Miktsas zu al chavirta, umiktsas al gabi karka. Part of the coin is touching the floor, part of the coin is touching the floor, is touching the other coin, then you'd be chayv lahachas. It's not mefuzaris, it's not spread out. Ema seifa. Asuyin ki migdol in chayv lahachas. If it's like a migdol chayv lahachas, hameshalchafi shalchufi, hari elu shaloi. Meaning, what if it's not mois mefuzaris, but it's not asuyin ki migdol? It's in between. What's the halacha then? Says the Gemara, Tana kol she'in asuyin ki migdol, mefuzaris karlu. The Tana held that anything that's not ki migdol, the migdol is the point. It has to be also kemigdol in order to be chayv lahachris. Anything that's not asuyin kemigdol is considered mois mefuzaris. Again, this is why you have to learn Gemara. The first Mishnah, matzah mois mefuzaris. Every kid in fifth grade knows the Mishnah. Money that's spread out. What's the definition of spread out? It means it's not kemigdol. It's not perfect like the tower. But if it's anything other than that, that would be considered mois mefuzaris. Amar Reb Chanina, lo yishanu ela shel shloisha melacha. This halacha, that shloisha matbeya zel gavzeh, the Mishnah said you have to return it. That's only if it wasn't just three coins, but there were three coins with three images of different kings etched on these coins. There were three different coins. If it was one king, meaning it's one coin, if it's stacked like a migdol, you're right, you have to tweak what Reb Chanina meant. It has to be ke'en shloisha melachim. Ve'chidami, what does he mean by that? De'asuyin ke'migdol. He meant to say what Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala, what we had at Tanya Namihachi say, which is revicha tata umetzia ilave. The bottom one is the widest one. The one that's a little less wide, the metzia, the beinoni, is on top of it. Vezuta ilave metzia. And then the smallest one is on top of the middle one. The amrinan, in that case, we say anuchi anchinu. That it was probably placed that way, because again, it's highly unlikely that it would have landed that way had it fallen. But if it was one king, the Kuli Almiki Adodi Ninu, where all the coins are shaped the same way, even though one is stacked on top of another, Hare Elu Shaloi, Emer, because we assume it's Ramuye, it's Rami, it could be punked. This is what happened. Bahadi Adadi Nafa. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Afilosh Melech, Anami Machris. Rabbi Yechanan said, no, he disagrees with Rabbi Chanina said. Even one king, your Machris, my Machris, what are your Machris? Minyan. Your Machris, the Minyan. Freak the Gemara, my ear, your Tlas. So again, so what's Rabbi Yechanan saying? It doesn't have to be Asu Kemikdal. Even if it's Melech Echad, meaning it's not three shapes, it's one on top of another, but it's migdol, but it's not that fancy migdol where it's stacked up in shaped like a pyramid. But being that it's one on top of another, that's going to be enough. Says the Gemara, my machris, what are you machris in that case? Your machris, the minion. Is ma'yur yutlas afilu trein nami? Two should be enough. Amar Rabina, tiva machris. You can't. You know why? Because when you announce, I found money, so tiva would be the Lashon Kodesh or the Aramaic word, and tiva means two. Matbeis matzasi, Rashi says. So being that you're anyways announcing matbeis matzasi, you're already saying it's two. So there has to be at least more than two. Either way, that's why you'd have to be at the very least three. I guess according to Reb Chanina, you need three to establish the migdol. According to Reb Yochanan, when you don't need the migdol, afilo shamel gacha, the Gemara is bothered, then why three? So he said, because the simit is going to be the minyan. It's not the unique shape, because there is no unique shape. So the minyan, you need a minimum of three, because otherwise you're giving away the minyan. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah throughout Shas asks ibayas that the Chacham had a very hard time answering. So Rabbi Yirmiyah had a few ibayas on this Gemara. Number one, kashir. What if it was shaped not like a migdol, but like a necklace? Kashura mau, it was a straight line. Kichatzuva mau, you have a little picture in Rashi, second to last line, like a tripod. Kisula mau. What if it was like a sulam? like a ladder. Says the Gemara, Pashem Yachadah. Domer Rav Nachman, Domer Rabbi Ravu, Kol Sheilu Machnas Lakizim B'nei, but Noitim V'Zachas Chayv L'Hachas. If the thing is stacked in a way where you can pick it up in one swoop and the whole thing will lift, then you Chayv L'Hachas. And Rashi says, the Sulam shape, whatever exactly that is, take a look at the Rashi before that Rashi explains it, is nitolim v'asachas, it could all be picked up in that way, thus the halacha would be chayv l'achas. Boy Rav Ashi, ka'avnei beis kulis ma, what if it was shaped like the stones of beis kulis? So Rashi says, what's beis kulis? This is the infamous markulis, v'hishem avodah zarah. So one of the infamous avodah zarah that once upon a time was very popular was Markulis. Incidentally, Tosafot says, Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam, that you see from here that the real name of the Avodah Zarah wasn't Markulis, it was Kulis, Avnei Beis Kulis. Why was it called Markulis? Mar is always a lashon that the Chachamim would add sometimes for something bad. Mar hu chiluf, kumay mar de shchuta, mar de parzala. He brings examples where you find sometimes the word mar is inserted to make a point that we do not approve of this Avodah Zarah. Ska Avnei Beis. What's that? I hear. No, that's something else. Mar could also mean Rebbe. Right. Ka'avni beis kulis. Mar cheshvin. Ka'avni beis kulis. Ka'avni beis kulis. What if you found it like the stones of beis kulis? Chayv l'hachris. Of the Elohein avni beis kulis. In case you were wondering. What did the stones of beis kulis look? Not very sophisticated. Achas mikan. One stone here. V'achas mikan. And another stone there. V'achas al gabeim. And then one on top. So that shape of stones, that would be beis kulis, says the Gemara. And either way, this shayla of Rav Ashi, we have a mefurish raya. Because here the halacha is, if you found it, ka'adne beis kulis, chayv tonu rabbanan. I'm waiting to sell it, because somebody finds a coin in the street, umatzai chaveiro, and then he meets his friend, va'amalei tomo shalihu, oh, that $100 bill, it's my $100 bill. Chadosho, then he has even a simen. You know what a simen is? It's new. It was a new dollar bill, right? Neroidesi. There's a picture of Benjamin Franklin on it. So back in the day, that would be Nero. Shel Melech Plenihi. Loya Maklon. At Gunish Gezocht. Veloyoi. El Afilu Shmoy Kosovo. Let's say he says, my name is on it. Now already he has a little bit of a simen. Still Loya Maklon. Why? Lefisha ain't simen lemakbeya. You can never have a simen with a dollar bill, with a coin. And what's the svara? Exactly. Yeah, maybe you once had this $100 bill, but you just bought something with it, and you know that it was... So obviously something on a coin or something on money would not be a simen. So before we finish this last Gemara, let's just go back to one piece of raid on the previous Gemara, and that is, we had an idea that if somebody loses an Aveda, 12 months pass, the Aloch is Hare Elu Shalot. There's an idea of Lifnei Meshur HaZadin, but even if it has a simen, we assume that the person was Feshur Miyayish. After Yud Beis Chodesh, the person is Miyayish. So yesterday we spoke out a beautiful Rashi in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Rav said, Eina Meis Mishtakach Min Alev, Elo La'acha Shnei Masa Chodesh. Shenemar, how does he know that? Nishkachti Kemeis Milev. David HaMelech said, I was forgotten, like a mace is forgotten from the heart of his loved ones. I was like a kli evid. It says Rashi, what do you see over there? That ein ha-mace mishtakach min alev, el alacha yud beis chodesh. So Rashi says, it's from ha-yisik kli evid. Because you see in the sugyas of Eilu Metzias that if somebody loses something, after 12 months we assume the person was miayish, so a kli becomes evid la'acha yud beis chodesh. If nishkachti k'meis me'lev, k'kli evid, it means that in a meis mishtakach min alev el alacha yud beis chodesh. Yesterday we spoke at Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev that quotes a Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis that this that a person forgets the meis even laacha yud beis chodesh is really a gzeira. You have to know how it stems with this, but it's a gzeira. There's a special gzeira. For that reason, Yaakov Avinu couldn't be consoled over the fact that he lost Yosef. Says Rashi, because the gzeira is that the meis is mishtakach min alev, but Yosef was alive. And being that he was alive, you didn't have that gzeira, that the meis, in this case, the chai should be forgotten, and it's for that reason that Yaakov refused to be consoled, because he didn't have this special siyata d'shmaya that ultimately would have given him the chizik to be able to move on with life. He didn't have it, because it's a gzeira, and the gzeira is for the meis. The gzeira is not from the chai. We spoke out yesterday, the beautiful comment, V'ruyin Advaram L'Misha Amram from the Chassam Sofer, right there in Parashas Vayeshev, where the Chassam Sofer says, Chazal say, Kol HaMesabu HaYerushalayim Zoyche V'Roya B'Simchasa. Why Zoicha Beraya Belashin Hoiva? And what's this connection? Says the Chasam Sofer, if a person 2,000 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash is Mesabel on Yerushalayim, it means that he didn't forget Yerushalayim. If he didn't forget Yerushalayim, it means Yerushalayim is alive. Because had it not been alive, then it would be Kekli Oivet. It would be forgotten Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. If he's still mourning Yerushalayim, it's Chai V'Kayim, Zoicha Beraya B'Simchasa Belashin Hoiva. It's the person that is not Mesabel Yerushalayim. So you say Meres, there's the Shikcha of La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, that's the person that can't get over it. But I'll just tell you two interesting, quick ha'aris with regards to Yud Beis Chodesh, Shikcha, that plays itself out halacha l'maisa. The first is very well known, which is the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer in Eben Ezra. It's an often quoted tshuva. It's in Eben Ezra, Simin Kuf Yotes. The context over there is Parsha Zohar. The real context is the Takana Shom. We spoke about the Takana Shom when we know Masechtos Ksubis in Perek Narishen Espatza, where Rabbeinu Tam made a takana that if a young couple gets married and the shver gives the edom a big nadin and then his daughter dies within Shana Rishayna, so the halacha is that even if he already gave his edom the nadin, Rabbeinu Tam made a takana that the edom should take the money that he got and he should give it back to his shver. It's not Oiske Halten Apidina the Gemara. He said he should do it. If he dies or she dies the second year, you should give back half. And Rabbeinu Tam said that he was Sameach Simcha Gedoyla because he realized afterwards that he abolished one of the klolas in Parashas Bechukosai. The Pasuk says, the Tam Lirik Koychachem. And Chazal, it's a Teres Koyanim, says, what does the Tam Lirik Koychachem mean? This is a person that works for many years, he accumulates wealth. He marries off his daughter. He gives a huge nadin to do this beautiful shidduch, and then his daughter dies. So he lost his daughter, and he lost the money that he accumulated because it went to this edim who's now going to be his edim anymore. The tam l'rikay chacham. We spoke out that from Shem and Adam Gadol that he had a dream, and b'chalim they told him that that's why Rabbeinu Tam was called Rabbeinu Tam. It's because of this takana shum that he made. That incidentally you see in Tshuvas and brought down a Shulchan Aruch. It was Mari Shalomis once upon a time. He was mevatel the gzera, the klola of the tam l'rikay chacham. Thus Rabbeinu Tam. Either way, in that tshuva, the Chasam Sofer gets involved in whether the takana shum is a yud beis chodesh takana or is it a year. Is it 12 months or is it a year? L'may nafkemina, b'shana muberes, if you have a leap year. So Toich Tvarev, Chasam Sofer talks about Parashat Zohar. And he says that we know that we have a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa of to remember Amalek, mochei timcha zecher Amalek, mitachas ha-shamayim, and then it says loisishkoch, you're not let it forget Amalek. Now what do we do to not forget Amalek? We read Parashat Zohar. How often do you read Parashat Zohar? Once a year. Feit Chasam Sofer. Once a year, you yoytze yulei sishkach. Says, yeah. He says, based on this Gemara, because in a mes mishtachich min alev el achad yud beis chodesh. When does shikcha kick in? It kicks in after 12 months. So as long as you're going to read Parashat Zohar once a year, that's enough for you to be mekayim yulei sishkach. Bezokta Chasam Sofer, hoteinach. That's all going to be good if it's a regular year of yud beis chodesh. But what if it's a leap year? So if you're going to tell me that in a leap year, it's not yud beis chodesh, it becomes Yud Gimel Chodesh, so then it's not a problem. It's a year. But if it's Yud Beis Chodesh, in a leap year, it's 13 months. So if it's 13 months, you're going to have a problem. So that's what Chasam Sofer famously suggests, that maybe you should have a mind in Parshas B'Shalach, or you have a mind in Parshas Kiseitze. He mentions both, so that you can be Yotze with that. But either way, it's based on this Gemara, and it's based on this Shaila. Is it a din in Yud Beis Chodesh, or is it a din in a year? The Chasam Sofer says that it could be it's a din in a year. Why would it be a din in a year? Isn't it a Metzias? The Metzias should be Yud Beis Chodesh. The Metzias shouldn't be the year. So he says it could be the Yisoid of Yud Beis Chodesh is that a person who loses a family member, so every important time of the year that passes, he thinks about that family member. Sukkot, Purim, you remember Chanukah, you remember what Pesach used to be, your birthday, your Simcha, you have zichronis during the important milestones that happen during the course of the year. Once a full year passes, you went through that full cycle, now you're ready to move on. But until the cycle completes, you're not ready to move on. So Zokta Chasam Sofer, it could be it was never Yud Beis Chodesh. It was always the Shana. It was always the year. And being that it's the year, it could be the Shikha really is telling the year, so it really isn't going to be a problem if you have this Parsha Zohar. The second Ha'ara, which comes to mind, and that is, there's a tshuva from Rab Moshe, the Nigris Moshe, with regards to a minute that some people have, is that they don't say Yisker during Shana Rishayna, the first year. Before the first yahrzeit, they don't say Yiskah. So Rav Moshe brings this minig, and he says that the basis for the minig, l'chura, is this gemara that we just said. Because a person doesn't forget a mace, ad la'achad yud beis chodesh. So we're concerned that if a oval is going to say Yiskah toich shana, during his yisgur, he's going to be overwhelmed with tsar, and it's going to shteris simchas yontif. So being that it's going to shteris simchas yontif, Rav Moshe suggested that's probably the makar tenaminik. But he says that the Emma says it's a tam kolush. He doesn't agree with it, and Rav Moshe holds halacha l'maisa that an oval, even toich yud beis chodesh, even shana rishayna, he should say yisgur, but either way, it would be based on this. He says that if you're going to be concerned with Yisgur, why you're concerned with Kaddish? Maybe a novel shouldn't say Kaddish either on Yom Tov because it's going to take away from a Simcha. So he says maybe Yisgur is a little bit more than a regular Kaddish, but either way, Ayin Shom, that's his tshuva there. Zokt, well, Shom is in Yerideya, Chelik Dalid, tshuva Samach Dalid. Samach Al. Either way, Zokt, if you're going to say Ayin Shom, you have to say where the Shom is. Zokt Mishle, Motza Achar Gapo, Oy Achar Hageder. If somebody found behind a wall or behind a fence, Goizolos Mekusharim, you found Goizolos that were tied to each other, Oy Beshvilin Shebesodos, you found them not La'achar Agapo, La'achar Hageder, but you found them in a pathway, in a field, Hareza Lo Yigalim, you shouldn't touch them. Motza Kli Ba'ash, but if somebody found a Kli, in garbage, in mechus, if it was covered like yigabai, we had this earlier. In megula, if it's exposed, noita lemachris, the Gemara is going to clarify this. First halacha, somebody found goizolois, birds, mikushara, but they were tied. Either achar agapa, behind the wall, behind the fence, or b'shvilin shebesodais, don't touch it. My timer, the brinim, because we assume hani inish atzne'inu. Person probably left it there. V'ish shakel, if you're going to take it, less from Mariah Simona. It could be the only thing that he has in order to claim this, in case it ever gets lost, is where he left it. So leave it there, because you're messing this person up by taking it. Let the person come back and take it. Why can't you take it? You're worried, because if you take it, the person's going to come back. He's not going to find it. He's going to want to retrieve it. He'll have no way of retrieving it because the only simon he ever had was the mukim. It's not in its mukim anymore. So how's he going to ever retrieve it? Faith the Gemara, maybe the kesher is a simon. Let the kesher. You said they were tied. Amarab Abba Bar Zavda. Amarab Mekushar B'Kanfeim. They were tied by their wings. The Kuliyama Hachi Machti Rilohu. Everybody ties birds that way. So there was nothing unique about the kesher. Meaning, if there was something unique about the kesher, maybe you could take it. V'lahavi mukim simon. Okay, but why isn't the makam a simen? The man of Shach. You're telling me, don't take it, because he needs the makam, because that's his only simen. So take it. And if the person wants to claim it, you'll ask him, where'd you lose it? He'll tell you the makam, so the makam will be the simen. Right? How do you understand the Gemara? Pashup Shana the Gemara. Amr Avuk, for Bar Chama bin Medotin. It's talking about where even though they're tied, but they were able to walk, albeit very slowly. Ibn Medotin, Meyam Asu, then there's no simen. Then halach should be Ariel Shalai. Meaning, if you're concerned, what was unique about these birds? Their wings were tied. They couldn't fly. But if they could walk, what's the difference if they walk or fly? At the end of the day, l'chura, the makam is not a simen. So then why are you saying you have to leave it there? Shouldn't it be a re'il shalai? Says the Gemara, ikele meimar me alma asu. The ikele meimar inish atzne inu. Medadim, it's difficult for the birds to walk that way. So it's always a suffix. We're not sure. Did a person leave it there, or did it come from somewhere else? Havali sofik hi nuach, v'amir abba bar zavda, amir rav, kol sofik hi nuach, l'katchila lo yito, v'mnach lo yach. That's the halacha. Every time you have a sofik, that it could be somebody left it there, b'kavana, could be not, the rule is, you leave it there, it's for that reason that in this case, the halacha is, hareza lo yito.